بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. As we had explained before the first segment of the program after the Maghrib Salah, we had explained that our deen is to last till Qiyamah. So our deen will give us direction in every aspect of our life. Any new challenge that comes, then our deen will give us direction. But the beauty of our deen is, not only do we get direction from our deen, but there are many aspects to give us motivation as well. Together with direction, we require motivation. And motivation we get through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through dua, through sitting in the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whose hearts are burning with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sit in their company, and inshallah we will also enjoy the heat and the warmth of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore inshallah, before the Maghrib Salah, before the Isha Salah, alhamdulillah, we had the different aspects in terms of direction. And inshallah now only 25 minutes inshallah for our motivation inshallah, to motivate us towards the right path, towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially the month of Ramadan is at our doorstep. So inshallah for this, we are very very fortunate and we are grateful to have in our midst Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Patel sahab, damul barakatuhum. Inshallah Hazrat Maulana will address us for a little while in short zikr and dua inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, especially my young friends. Every one of us is looking for something, and all human beings are looking for the same thing. The thing that everybody is looking for is called by different names. Somebody calls it happiness, somebody calls it peace, somebody calls it serenity, somebody says tranquility, somebody just says some sweetness of life. Whatever name we call it by, everybody is looking for the same thing. We're looking for something that will keep us happy, that will keep us content, keep us tranquil, make us enjoy life. That's what we're looking for, the enjoyment of life. Everything has a place where it's found. If a person wants gold and he's trying to look for it in a coal mine, in a coal mine, he's digging for gold. So now he's going to keep digging his whole life there, he'll find coal. And if he goes to a diamond mine, then he won't find gold there, but he'll find diamonds. But he'll get the diamonds there. Everything has its place. Happiness, peace, serenity, this too is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. This doesn't come from nowhere, just without any, just on its own. It comes by the will of Allah Ta'ala, by the command of Allah Ta'ala, by the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Hazrat Shaki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to often give this example in the form of a question, which was actually the couplet of Hazrat Shah of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi, that is sugar sweeter or the creator of sugar? The sweetness of sugar, it sweetens everything. Put it into some bitter substance also in sufficient quantity, and then it will transform that bitterness into sweetness. The sweetness of honey, it will transform the things that it's added to also and make it sweet. But where did the sweetness come into the sugar? Who created the sweetness in it? Who created the sweetness in that honey? So if that sugar is so sweet and the honey is so sweet, so what about the creator of the sweetness of that the sweetness in that honey and sugar? So the point is that where does the sweetness of life come from? So that's one little couplet where he says that zindagi pur bahar hoti hai jab khuda par nisar hoti hai, jurm e ghaflat ki murtakib hokar zindagi beqarar hoti hai. That this life becomes pur bahar, full of enjoyment, when jab khuda par nisar hoti hai, when it is sacrificed for Allah Ta'ala. And when a person sacrifices his life for Allah Ta'ala, then apparently he is giving life. Meaning sacrificing his life in the sense, one is gives the ultimate sacrifice, then he's gone to Jannah, inshallah. But while he's living, he's becoming a living martyr. Becoming a living martyr, this is a very strange one. How does a person become a living martyr? That he's forever sacrificing and putting his desires to the sword of the command of Allah Ta'ala. So he's a living martyr in that sense. So now every time he's giving that life, so to say, that now in order to save himself from that sin, from that temptation, so now he's trampling it, he's so to say trampling a life of his, because he was ready to give his life for that haram, but he didn't give it. He snuffed it off. In lieu of that, Allah gives him 100 lives, meaning that 100 extent of enjoyment of life. Now this is dunya, it's a place of tests. And this is our test. Many, many challenges people have. Some people's challenges are that they're living under the open sky. They don't have any roof over their heads. They are living in places, war-torn areas, maybe in a refugee camp, some tent over their head at the most, otherwise under the open sky. Sometimes it is severe winter, or sometimes it's the burning sun. There are people who don't have anything to put into their bellies, sometimes for days on end. They're starving. Somebody has some other challenge. And they make sabr on it, they do what they have to do and they carry on. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with countless bounties. Our challenge and our test of life, to trample the haram temptations and the evil desires. And when a person continues doing this, then there's a connection that is built between him and Allah Ta'ala. And then his heart starts communicating with Allah Ta'ala directly. In one couplet, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Ali, very great saint and buzrug, and he was a natural poet. So he expressed this, Tum sah koi hamdam koi damsaz nahi, baate tohe hardam magar awaz nahi. He's addressing Allah Ta'ala, and he's saying, O Allah, there is no companion like you. Tum sah koi hamdam koi damsaz nahi, baate tohe hardam. Allah, all the time this communication is taking place. Agar awaz nahi, there's no sound to it, but there's no voice that will be heard. This is heard directly from the heart. This communication where Allah Ta'ala inspires the heart of a person. But this is not in order, don't do this. This you'll harm your dunya and akhirat. You'll destroy your whole future with this, don't get into this. But when this happens after repeated mujahada. And a person keeps trampling those haram desires, to keep steadfast on deen, and this keeps building that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then there is this constant communication, and then he says, bas hum tum hi aagah hai is rabte khafi se, kisi aur ko ye raaz magar khabar nahi. Allah, only you and I know the secret. The secret communication that happens non-stop, Allah, only you and I know about it. Nobody else is aware what is going on. Now this is he's giving us and a peak, a slight peak into the enjoyment that the people of Allah enjoy. People of dunya think that they are enjoying things, but the real enjoyment of life is what Allah has blessed his friends. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, very great personality and saint of his time, he used to say, Wallah, inna lafi ladhatin. Lafi ladhatin. This is that ladhat. That enjoyment, everybody is chasing after. And they're chasing after it in all places, whole lot of places, where at the most they'll get some small thrill, but they'll get no happiness. There's a big difference between the two. Person who's on some very potent drug, something that really throws a person off in few seconds, he might experience some thrill for those few minutes, but there'll never be happiness. After that thrill dies off, because the thrill is very momentary. A thrill doesn't carry on. The thrill is momentary. A person just gets a sudden thrill over something. But a thrill out of some haram never brings happiness. It's that momentary thrill which brings bigger sadness thereafter. It's that momentary thrill which brings bigger disaster. So there's no happiness anywhere in anything else but in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There might be some thrills here and there. But thrills are very short, very momentary. And after that thrill, then it's disaster. So, this statement of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, he used to take a qasam. He says, Wallah, inna lafi ladhatin, we enjoy such pleasure in our hearts, that lo alimahal muluk lajadaluna alayhi bisuyuf. If kings had to know what we experience, now kings are slaves of enjoyment, all the time trying to just thrill themselves. So wherever they think it is found, they'll try to go and take it from there. So you see, if kings had to know what we enjoy in our hearts, they'll want to come and snatch it with their swords. But this is not something that is achievable in any way, but in only one way, and that one way is the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this obedience of Allah ta'ala is where the enjoyment lies. Outwardly it might seem like sometimes a very dry life, it might seem many things, but the enjoyment is only where Allah has kept it. Person wants some, he wants to enjoy something, he wants to enjoy a fruit, that fruit is there, it's shining, it's so bright, so attractive, but when he comes, then he knocks it, flicks it with his finger, he can feel a plastic sound. He realizes this is just an artificial thing. But it was so attractive, better than the real thing. Looking better than the real thing. But what is good for? It's only good for looking. For how long? Anybody sees something artificial, he gets fascinated with it because how well it was done. But for how long? He gets fascinated with it sometimes for seconds. Maybe sometimes for minutes. And then somebody tells him, no, I finished seeing it. He says, no, this is really crafted, you know, in a superb way. That person who crafted this thing was really an expert. Yeah, but I already saw it. Because that's artificial. But that which is real, the Quran Sharif is real. Because it's the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. They are, mashallah, people who recite the Quran Sharif. They are those who make one khatam of the Quran Sharif even in this time and age daily. There are those who maybe recite 10 paras daily. There are those who recite whatever extent daily. And day in and day out, and the enjoyment doesn't stop. And those who truly become attached to the Quran Sharif, anything can come in their way, they'll never leave it. Whereas that artificial thing, you saw it one time, you saw it too much. So the real enjoyment is where Allah has kept it. And Allah has kept it only in His obedience. And in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah, bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, do the hearts get peace. Now in anything that Allah Ta'ala has forbidden, any lifestyle that Allah Ta'ala has declared a disgusting lifestyle, anything that Allah Ta'ala has declared haram, anything that Allah Ta'ala has announced His displeasure on it, but Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has condemned, then to try and find some kind of peace in that, find some happiness in it, is all a deception of shaitan. It is all the outer cover of happiness. Behind it is fire. Behind it is disaster. So the only way to gain this peace, to gain this happiness, to gain this serenity, this tranquility, what we're looking for, is to come back to Deen. Come back to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Come back to Salah. قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the comfort of my heart is in Salah. Qurratu ayn, literally translated, is the comfort of my eyes, is the way of expression, meaning true comfort lies for me in Salah, not figuratively speaking only, reality. Arihna ya Bilal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Bilal radiallahu anhu, call out the azan and give us comfort, because now we'll get the call of Salah. This will give us comfort. People who have understood where the comfort lies, any challenge, Allahu Akbar, they turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And their whole heart, all the anxiety and the depression and all the stress and whatever else, everything just fizzles away. Because now they're connecting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when a person connects to the source of every happiness, why won't he be happy? So this is where what we're looking for, but we're looking for it elsewhere. We're looking for it where it's not going to be found. We have to turn our attention to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Be in the company of the righteous, be in the company of the pious. The couplet of Hazrat Ahmadullah Ali, جو ملی کسی کو کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت, سم پائس پرسن, سم اللہ والا, وی مینج ٹو فٹ اوور سیلز ان ٹو دیٹ کمپنی, دا پرسن ہو ہیز ڈن دیٹ, دین ہی ول لرن ہاؤ ٹو لو, ہی ول لرن ہاؤ ٹو ڈائی. Meaning live in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, live that real life, that life which is a life of enjoyment, true enjoyment, not what the world deceives us to be enjoyment, what is real enjoyment, and he will learn how to die correctly, meaning die in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the path that we have to take on, this is where our success of dunya and akhirat lies, this is what we're looking for, and this is where it is. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq, that we turn in all sincerity to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We keep ourselves away from all environments that are not conducive to deen, not conducive to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. We are now heading towards this very Mubarak time of Ramadan. Right now, not when Ramadan starts, from now, this is the ideal time to launch this new life of ours. The life of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, the life of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the life of being in the right company. And this is the time now, not later, not tomorrow, not later tonight, now, already in our hearts, to switch off. Switch off everything that becomes a barrier between us and Allah Ta'ala. All the haram that, how many people have, after Allah knows best, what not, they come and express themselves in this manner, that I'm now tired. Tired of what? He says, no, I'm just tired of all this sinful life. But that sinful life was sounding like so exciting. He says, no, that was just all a deception. I'm tired, but now the problem is that I allowed myself to get deeper and deeper in this kind of life. Now I'm looking for a way out. But I'm so caught up in this, I don't know where to start. But the lesson in it, it's just quicksand. Person keeps sinking deeper in it. Now the point is, Allah Ta'ala's doors of mercy are wide open. There's never a moment of despondency in the life of a mu'min. While on the one side, we should never take chances, but at the same time, if a person has fallen into something, there's never any reason for despondency. Allah Ta'ala's doors of rahmat are open, but it needs us to take the step forward. We have to call out to Allah Ta'ala and take some practical steps, turn to those who will be able to, inshallah, help us and guide us. And with the will of Allah Ta'ala and His fazal and karam, we will find the direction and we'll be able to come out of anything. But we have to take the step. This is the time. This Mubarak time that we are approaching right now, this is the time to make tawbah in our hearts, to turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, His doors are open for those who turn to Him. Those who turn to Allah Ta'ala, the doors of tawbah are open and the rahmat of Allah descends upon them. Let us turn to Allah Ta'ala in all sincerity. Make tawbah from all the things. We are all insan. We all are weak. We all have our weaknesses. We all have our problems. But it's a time to now turn to Allah Ta'ala. To make sincere tawbah, to beg Allah's forgiveness. The tawbah requires that we give up the sin, that we feel remorse and regret over it. And we make a resolution not to go back to this in future. And now we build up towards Ramadan, keep ourselves in the environment of the masjid, increase our tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We spend time in the path of Allah Ta'ala. We keep in the company of the pious. Inshallah, what we thought at one time was impossible will become not just possible, become very easy. What at one time we thought was difficult will not just become easy, but will become enjoyable. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Keep us steadfast on deen. Keep us steadfast on iman and Islam. And till our last breath, Allah Ta'ala give us istiqamat on deen and iman. Take us on perfect iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make dhikr for 2-3 minutes and dua inshaAllah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allahu jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا حنان يا منان، يا حنان يا منان، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. إله العالمين يا الله، most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah. إله العالمين يا الله، forgive us يا الله، forgive all our major and minor sins يا الله. يا الله، we acknowledge all the wrongs we have done يا الله. There is nothing we can hide from you يا الله. You are the all knowing يا الله. You are the all seeing يا الله. يا الله، you know what is in the recesses of our hearts يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، we are deeply regretting and remorseful over what we have done يا الله. All the wrongs we have committed يا الله. All your ni'mats and bounties we used to break your commands يا الله. يا الله، what unloyal people we have been يا الله. يا الله، what ungrateful servants we have been يا الله. How shameless we have been, ya Allah. Ya Allah, today in this house of yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've raised our hands to you alone, ya Allah. Ya Allah, feeling great regret and remorse of our wrongs, ya Allah. And ya Allah, firmly resolving not to go back to it again, ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we are repenting from all our sins and vices, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Shower your rahmat upon us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat upon us, ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shower your rahmat on the ummah, ya Allah. Remove the suffering of the ummah, ya Allah. Remove the difficulties and hardships of the ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat on the ummah, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, you guide us to your pleasure at every moment, ya Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have taken us in a trap, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are deceiving us, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, we are falling in the traps and deception of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent on your help, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, ya Allah. You save us from the traps of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Keep us on sirati mustaqim, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, save us from all the haram, ya Allah. Save us from all the sins and vices, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the deception of the ways of the West, ya Allah. Save us from all their propaganda, ya Allah. Save us from all the fitna that they are leashing out on the ummah, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, you keep us in the boundaries of iman and Islam, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, ya Allah. Give us the sweetness of tilawat, ya Allah. Give us the sweetness of dhikr, ya Allah. Give us the enjoyment of salah, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, give us the tranquility of ibadat, ya Allah. Give us the peace of dua, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, give us the enjoyment of your obedience, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, make sin hated to us, ya Allah. Put the disgust of sin in our hearts, ya Allah. Make us hate sin like we hate filth, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, make it nauseating to us, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, save us from all the fitna and fasad, ya Allah. Save our families, ya Allah. Save our progeny till qiyamah, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, all these, ya Allah, fitnas that are meant to take away the iman of the Muslims, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all this from the ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove every fitna, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, protect us and save us, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, those who are bent on, ya Allah, harming Islam and the Muslims, ya Allah, you make their schemes fail, ya Allah. Turn their schemes against them, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, grant them hidayat as well, ya Allah. If hidayat is not decreed for them, ya Allah, wipe them out from the face of this earth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring haya alive in the ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us haya, ya Allah. Grant us the reality of haya, ya Allah. Grant haya in our hearts, ya Allah. Grant haya in our eyes, ya Allah. Grant haya in every limb, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, make us your obedient and true servants, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan is right at us, our doorstep, ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us to conduct ourselves correctly, ya Allah. Enable us to value and every moment, ya Allah. Enable us to obey you in such a way, ya Allah, that you become pleased, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, grant us the wealth of
taqwa, Ya Allah. Grant us the wealth of adab, Ya Allah. Grant us all the beautiful, noble qualities, Ya Allah. Save us from all the sins and vices, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, all that we have asked for, Ya Allah. Bless us with it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we should have been asking for and did not ask, Ya Allah. Grant us that as well, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are all people among us, Ya Allah. They are ulama-i kiram, Ya Allah. They are sulaha, Ya Allah. They are young children also, Ya Allah. There are people with white beards, Ya Allah. There are elderly among us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, surely somebody's Ameen is beloved to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of that Ameen, accept all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept one and all, Ya Allah. Don't deprive anyone of us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, make us all your obedient and loyal servants, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us the true ummatis of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman, Ya Allah. Take us on Kamil Iman, Ya Allah. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect Iman, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إله العالمين يا الله all those who have raised their hands to this dua, all who asked us to make dua for them, إله العالمين fulfill each one's jais needs, يا الله fulfill each one's pious aspirations, يا الله remove each one's difficulties and hardships, يا الله remove each one's anxieties, worries, depression, tension, يا الله إله العالمين grant itminan and sukoon to each heart, يا الله bless us with the wealth of itminan and sukoon, يا الله يا الله bless us with the wealth of your muhabbat, يا الله fill our hearts with your muhabbat, يا الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.